And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I want it clear to the American public that on behalf of the president, we're reaching out to all parties on whatever side of this debate you fall. But the president is going to act. There are executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what that is yet, but we're compiling it all with the help of the attorney general and all the rest of the cabinet members, as well as legislative action we believe is required.
You've just heard a declaration of a coup in the United States of America by Biden, who is no longer a laughing stock. Biden is deadly serious in wanting to annihilate the U.S. Constitution. Now you say, come on, don't jump to conclusions, Savage. He's just saying he's going to take away the guns from the crazies. Isn't that what most Americans want? Well, let's take a look at what we mean by the United States Constitution, which liberals, of course, see as an impediment to their agenda. There are 27 amendments that have been ratified since the original signing of the Constitution. The first 10 amendments are known as the Bill of Rights. You may remember that from high school. But what you don't know is that there's a very strict procedure for amending the United States Constitution, and it is governed by Article 5 of the original text, something that Biden probably didn't read himself. Before any of the amendments can take effect, including the right to bear arms, it must be proposed to the states by a two-thirds vote of both houses of Congress or by a convention called by two-thirds of the states, a constitutional convention, and then ratified by three-fourths of the states or by three-fourths of conventions. The question to you is really quite simple. How do you feel about the coup that Obama is trying to pull on the United States of America under the guise of protecting you from crazies with guns? More specifically, here is the question to you on the Savage Nation tonight. When the dictator, Obama, declares that the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution, is null and void in one form or another, what would you do? Would you dutifully turn in your guns? What would you do? 855-400-SAVAGE. Let Obama hear. Tell Obama and Biden what you're going to do when they tell you that they're taking away your constitutional right to bear arms. Because, you see, today it's the Second Amendment. But tomorrow, the Mussolini from Honolulu can decide that, well, you know, the First Amendment is a nice amendment, but we don't need a pure freedom of speech in America. The British have it about right. So I'm now modifying the First Amendment by executive order as well, and I will determine what is decent as speech and what is not. And by the way, while I'm at it, the freedom to assemble and to petition the government, I'm going to limit that as well by executive order before I go on my next trip to Indonesia, because I don't like the assemblies in front of my White House, and I don't like the petitions. They're clogging up the mail. And by the way, I don't like the Fourth Amendment either, because although it prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures and sets out requirements for search warrants based on probable cause, and we liberal lawyers have used that for years to get drug dealers off, even though we found 30 pounds of cocaine in their trunk, I am now going to eliminate the Fourth Amendment, says Obama, because I want to be able to break into your house and search for your guns without a search warrant. And by the way, you know, now that I look at the amendments to the Constitution, Michelle and I discussed it along with her mother the other night over a pizza, there are several other amendments that we don't really feel comfortable with, and we think that we want to, by executive order, along with the great genius Joe Biden, we want to change some of the other amendments because we find that they're unfair, and we want all people to feel good about the government. So we are going to eliminate the 17th Amendment, which establishes the direct election of United States senators by popular vote, because we find it to be a wasteful process in a time of need, and we are now going to appoint United States senators, eliminating the popular vote, because it's absolutely a waste of time. I should be able to appoint any senator I want. And by the way, Michelle's mother-in-law, my mother-in-law, the other night over a pizza, said that the 26th Amendment to the Constitution establishes the right to vote for those age 18 years or older. She wants me to change the 26th Amendment to those age 12 years old or older, because we think that Well, 18 years or older in constitutional times may have made sense, but children, look at my daughters Malia and whatever, they mature much more quickly today. So we want the right to vote for those age 14 years or older, not 18, because we want to be fair to more Americans who mature a little earlier. Oh, and by the way, there are several other amendments that we are not comfortable with of the 27 passed of the amendments to the United States Constitution. So although we are going to use an executive order, something that was used by our friends in Germany in the 1930s and our friends in Italy in the 1930s and our friends in Russia in the 1930s, we're going to today modify. We're not taking away the Second Amendment. After all, we'll tell you what kind of weapon you can have. We know better than you. But we're also going to work on cleaning up the Constitution. In all amendments, we're going to make certain that it's a cleaner Constitution than the one created by those evil old white men. And that's something that Michelle and I feel very strongly about. So let's start with number two, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the Savage Nation. Speak out. Call the show, 855-400-SAVAGE. I know your heart's probably pumping. I'm asking you, what are you going to do when Mussolini in the White House says to you he's going to eliminate your right to bear arms? I'd like to know what exactly you're going to do. Tell America. Here's your chance. 855-400-SAVAGE. There are only two ground rules on my show, and I'll tell you what they are. We don't kill anyone. We don't threaten anyone. We don't threaten violence on this show. I want to be very clear about that. So you can fume all you want in your closet or with your other friends, but you're not going to do it on my show. I want to know what you're really going to do. When this Mussolini in the White House overreaches once again, which is not the first time he will have done it, and he uses another executive order, which is nothing but a dictatorship, no matter which way you spin it, and he says that he wants you to turn in all of your weapons or some of your weapons or specified weapons, I'd like to know what you're going to do. And I'd like you to call me from all corners of America so Woody Allen himself can hear it on WABC in New York, and all of the other crypto-fascist left-wing fanatic liberals, so-called, in New York can listen to what they have wrought upon this fair nation. The phone number to the Savage Nation is 855-400-SAVAGE. If you don't like it, turn the channel off. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Hey, everybody. It's Mel. You know, when my husband and I bought our home, you know what we did? The first thing, we called Greg O'Donnell. And then when we refied, we called Greg, and we refied again, and we called Greg. Well, of course, you see the pattern here, right? Really, whenever we have a financial question or concern, we call Greg. And now's your opportunity to take advantage of the low fixed rates. Right now, our good friend and fellow radio show host Greg O'Donnell is offering the Family Plus loan with an interest-only rate of 3.50%. So do yourself a favor and call Greg at 866-496-2300 right now to get that no-cost loan. So call Greg about that 3.5% loan right now at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.65%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
I'm on the go. Work calls and I'm off. This city today, that city tomorrow, I make sure business gets done. And wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here, and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free iHeartRadio app. Over 1,500 ready-to-play local stations on your iPod, iPhone, Android, or other mobile device. iHeartRadio.com.
And I can listen on vacation, too. I'll have another one of those blue drinks, please.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035. 8035.
Sean Hannity.
This is a critical time where we are beginning to see the great difference, and we know we're right.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Let's say you are a drugged filmmaker from Hollywood. I can name a few. You're on medication prescribed by a quack doctor who says, well, you're depressed, so take this, take that. And you make the most despicable movies on the planet that show pornography, violence on a daily basis. And then you give speeches against pornography and violence. And you think somebody actually believes you, but you keep laughing all the way to the Swiss bank. And then you winter in St. Bart's. And you think that the average American is a moron. I can name two or three filmmakers who live in that world. And the president says that he's going to take away the guns from the crazy right-wing white nuts in America by executive order. And you cheer him because, you, of course, you're not a fascist. You're a good man, and you hated Hitler. I mean, in fact, if you were in Germany, you would have stood up to Hitler yourself if you were Harvey Weinstein. I'm sure that if Harvey Weinstein were in Germany in the 1930s, he would have thrown himself on Hitler with a hand grenade in his pocket. But nevertheless, the Second Amendment is very clear. It protects an individual's right to bear arms. It's very clear. And yet we have two fascists now in the White House. Let me be very clear. There's no point in mincing words. Biden and Obama are fascists if they think that they're going to wipe out the Second Amendment by decree, as though we're living in a banana republic. They're insane because it's not going to happen. First of all, the people are not going to give up their weapons. That's number one. Secondly, it's unenforceable. Number two, so I'm asking you on the Savage Nation, what would you do? I mean, Big Shot, what are you going to do? Tell me what you're going to do, Big Shot, when he sends the Black Panthers to your door, banging on your door in the middle of the night, not with a musket, but with a bang. Who is he going to use for his armed private security force, better armed than the United States military? Who do you think he's going to recruit them from? Probably from the TSA, probably from some of the union thugs, and probably some of the other left-wing fascists that we've all come to know to be absolutely un-American. So therefore, what are you going to do when they start banging on your door and see if you have guns in your house? You'll say you can't do that. You don't have a warrant. You're violating the Fourth Amendment. Is that what you're going to do? I want to know, we're at the crisis point now. Obama has always been a dictator. Obama's been waiting for his opportunity. And Obama and Biden are now showing their true colors. And unfortunately for you, you have no opposition in the form of an opposition party, which is why over the last few nights I've been calling for a third party called a nationalist party. Now, I want to explain to you what executive orders are. You think that they're decreed by God. They're not decreed by God. Although Biden, that fool, that fascist fool, had the nerve. I want you to play clip one again. Play it again, please. Just run it now.
I want it clear to the American public that on behalf of the president, we're reaching out to all parties on whatever side of this debate you fall. If the president is going to act, or executive orders, executive action that can be taken, we haven't decided what that
is
yet.
Stop right there. This lying fascist pig, there are no other words for Joseph Biden, this lying fascist pig thinks that he has all the power in the world to do anything that he and his king wish to do. But I want to remind the fascist pig, Joseph Biden, that in 1952, President Harry Truman used an executive order to seize all of the United States steel mills in the country and place them under federal control. He used Executive Order 10340 in 1952 and placed all steel mills in the United States under federal control. But guess what happened, Mr. Biden? While you were shooting your water gun off in Chevy Chase, Maryland with your stupid friends, you should have read that Harry Truman attempted to make law rather than to clarify or act to further a law put forth by the Congress or the Constitution. And so, guess what happened? Take a guess what happened. It was taken to the U.S. Supreme Court, and Harry Truman, who tried to be a little dictator, was overridden by the U.S. Supreme Court, which is what will happen if Barack Obama, the dictator in this country, and Joseph Biden, the dictator's assistant, tries to wipe out the Second Amendment. Now, they're not fools. They're very smart people. They know how to get around these things. They're not going to say we're eliminating the Second Amendment. We're not taking away your right to a hunting rifle. Isn't that what Dianne Feinstein, one of the most venal people in America's history, Dianne Feinstein and Dick Blum? Why doesn't someone look into Dick Blum's business dealings going back since his wife became a U.S. senator? But that's a separate show for a separate time for a separate organization. I can think of several organizations that could have a field day with that one. But Dianne Feinstein said, we'll give you your hunting rifle. We'll give you your hunting rifle? Dianne Feinstein is going to give you your hunting rifle? Another dictator? So, as I say to you, even if you are a Democrat, and even if you think there are too many guns and too many hands, I want you to think very carefully what will happen if your prized dictator in the White House decides to use an executive order on the Second Amendment. What is to stop this maniac from later on invoking executive orders on the First Amendment? Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, right to assemble, petition the government. He says we're going to limit that as well, not eliminate it. And then you liberal lawyers, you swine, you, all of you fraudulent criminal defense attorneys, you vermin, all of you. Every last one of you is a criminal of this country. All of you have used the Fourth Amendment to get drug dealers off for the last 40 years. I can name five cases. New York City, Upper West Side, Dominicans found with 30 grams of cocaine in the trunk, a whack job phony civil rights lawyer in New York City, whose name I remember, which I will not say, but he's still alive, said that the cop had no reasonable, probable cause, rather, to open the trunk of the Dominican drug dealer, and he threw the case out and he let the drug dealer go scot-free. So all you rats, you fraudulent lawyers who claim you're liberals, who've used the Fourth Amendment basically to get criminals off, what are you going to do if Obama says he's now going to change the amendment, the Fourth Amendment, which is your stock and trade, and he's going to eliminate it or modify it? What if then he is going to modify any of the other amendments, including the one that I mentioned earlier, the 17th Amendment, which establishes the direct election of U.S. senators by popular vote? What if Obama and Biden say, we want senators appointed by the president. We can't wait any longer. We need to appoint them. And so by executive order, we're going to appoint senators from now on. Tell me what you're going to do. Don't you liberals understand what you've created here? Don't you see that Obama is a Frankenstein? You see, you don't understand that Obama is the Frankenstein of your worst nightmares, what you've created here in this man. And I want to remind you again that executive orders were never made to make law. Executive orders were never created to make law. They were created to clarify or act to further a law put forth by the Congress or the Constitution, not by a dictator from Indonesia. I'm asking you what you're going to do when the dictator, Obama, says turn in your guns or else. Do you think he's going to put another million people in prison? We already have the largest prison population proportionate to the overall population in the world. Let me repeat that in case you missed it. We're living in a semi-police state in the United States of America already. There are over over a million people incarcerated in this country, mainly because of drug laws, okay? But that's a separate story. Over a million people are incarcerated in this country. Are we going to put another million people in prison because they wouldn't turn in a hunting rifle for dictator Obama? Well, it might be a good idea, because think of all the prison guards and the prison guard unions that could kick money up to the Pezzanavanti in the White House. Or think about how many prisons could be built by the contractors who have senators for husbands or wives. Think of all of the contracts they get for building new prisons to put all of the white guys in who wouldn't turn in their hunting rifle. Think about it. It could be a boom time in America for all of those contractors who are no longer in Iraq. Just think about that one. He could put out a request for a proposal to build 100 new prisons across America in order to put in the gun nuts or the gun resistors. Maybe call you gun resistors. How's that? We'll call you a gun resistor. And you're a gun resistor, so therefore you're going to a special gun resistors prison, which will be manned by special guards created just for the gun resistors. They will all look like a cross between Rosie O'Donnell and Janet Napolitano. That's the special prison that he would create just for the gun resistors. And they will wear certain gray uniforms with certain emblems on them. If you think it's a laughing matter, you're wrong. It's not a laughing matter. I've had a very rough day. I flew across the country. I got here. I had no gas in my house, no heat in my house, no hot water in my house, because PG&E turned it off and didn't turn it back on. But I came to work for you. I'll be right back.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
KSFO traffic, massive delays forming. Let's start eastbound 580 at Vasco Road. Injury accident, multiple lanes are blocked. Traffic now backed up almost to Highway 680. Northbound 680, for reasons unknown, bumper to bumper out of Milpitas, starting at 237 to Andrade. It's about an hour-long commute. Northbound 880, slow and go from pretty much Highway 280 in stretches up to 238. Southbound 880, slow 237 down to North 1st Street. Southbound 101, heavy 237 down to Oakland Road. Northbound 101, that's slow and go in stretches from Highway 85 past Highway 92. And San Francisco, not bad. Northbound 101, just slow Vermont onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Hawks, KSFO.
Brought to you by TiVo. Only TiVo delivers your TV and web entertainment with one remote. Replace your cable box with a TiVo box. It's TV about 1,000 times better. Visit TiVo.com today and get 3 months of TiVo service free with the purchase of a new TiVo DVR.
Well, the new year is here, and the fiscal cliff negotiations have brought us higher taxes and more government spending. The question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join financial advisor Pat Vitucci and me at a special financial seminar Wednesday, January 16th at the Golf Club at Brentwood, in Brentwood at 1 p.m. How does your financial game plan look now with Uncle Sam digging deeper in your pocket? We'll talk about it Wednesday, January 16th, 1 p.m. at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305, or online, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Security and advisory services offered through MPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and MPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License, number 0758212. Ryan Sussman is not an NPC representative.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company? Brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Hey, it's Katie Green here for your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you yet again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, New Year's coming up, and a lot of people are making their New Year's resolutions to quit smoking or eat healthier. How about get a better head of hair? And you can do that just by purchasing Ovation Cell Therapy. Before I tried their product, my hair was damaged, broken, dry, brittle, everything that you can say negative about a head of hair I used to describe mine. Then I tried Ovation Cell Therapy, and within the first few washes, I was noticing my hair being stronger, longer, and shinier than ever before. And all you need to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory offer. Make your New Year's resolution a brand new head of hair, and you'll feel better. Plus, the new photos from the new year will look much better this time around. Again, head to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Now, some would say that what we have now is not so much a dictatorship in the making, but government anarchy, which is an interesting way to look at what Obama is doing, in that we no longer have a two-party system, and we haven't for a very long time, as I've tried to warn you in a number of my books, most particularly Trickle-Up Poverty, Trickle-Down Tyranny. I try to warn you that the two-party system was a sham. It was two-card Monty. We saw that with the fiscal lie. There was no fiscal cliff. We saw that. And we saw that the man, one of the men who helped destroy the market, the housing market, Jack Lew, has now been appointed by Obama to be Treasury Secretary. Here is a man who in 2009 bagged a $950,000 bonus after his bank Citigroup received almost $500 billion in cash and guarantees from the taxpayer. This man, Jack Lew, took almost $1 million after his bank Citigroup received a $500 billion bailout. Now Obama wants to make him the Treasury Secretary. So that's number one. Now it gets even better to show you what we have in the White House today, the liars and the thieves that we have everywhere you turn. He wants to make John Brennan the head of the CIA. Who is John Brennan? You don't even know who John Brennan is. He wants to put this man in charge of the spy agency. John Brennan, I want you to listen to the clip too carefully.
But for more than three decades, I have also had the tremendous fortune to travel the world. And as part of that experience, to learn about the goodness and beauty of Islam. As a college student in the 1970s, I spent a summer traveling through Indonesia, taking in the wonderful landscape, culture, and people of Java and Bali. Despite my long hair, my earring, and my obvious American appearance, I was welcomed throughout that country in a way that is a reflection of the tremendous warmth of Islamic cultures and societies. Like the president during his childhood years in Jakarta, I came to see Islam, not how it is often misrepresented, but for what it is, how it is practiced every day by well over a billion Muslims worldwide, a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity.
I'm speechless. I feel as though I'm living in a surreal nightmare. Where, the bigger the lie, if you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. So now we have a man telling the biggest lie on the planet. And he's going to be the head of the chief spy agency, not the spy on Islamofascists who may be amongst us, but amongst citizens who understand the threat, the existential threat and the other threats of the Islamofascists. The world is turned upside down under this by this administration. So if you put all the pieces together, you have a man whose middle name is Hussein. Both fathers were Muslim. You don't know really where he was born. You have no idea how he became so powerful. Now you see the Second Amendment being threatened by Biden and Obama. They're going to take away your right to bear arms and protect yourself. Then you have a man going into the CIA who thinks that Islam worldwide is a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity. And you ask yourself, where is this all leading? Well, I mean, you could pretty much, if you want to write the novel, you can be my guest, write the novel. But before you start to write the novel, I want to remind you that although Biden says the president's going to act using executive orders, you have to ask yourself, what's an executive order? Many of you don't even know what it is. Well, executive orders were issued since 1789, but they were for benign reasons. Executive orders were issued since 1789 basically to help officers and agencies of the executive branch manage the operations within the federal government itself. They were sort of technical executive orders to keep things moving along. However, in some cases, they have overreached and they've been criticized for exceeding executive authority throughout U.S. history, and they've been challenged in the Supreme Court. In dictatorships, these are known not as executive orders, Mr. Biden. They're known as decrees. But that's what you're saying you and your boss are going to do by decree. And it was not really until 1952 that Truman overreached, the Democrat President Truman, when he used Executive Order 10340, placing all steel mills in the nation under federal control. He took control of all the U.S. steel mills. Well, it was taken to the Supreme Court, and it was declared invalid. That was an executive order declared invalid. Why? Because the executive order attempted to make law rather than clarify or act to further a law put forth by the Congress of the Constitution. Now, Obama's a very clever man. He's a constitutional lawyer, which means he studied the Constitution in order to learn how to screw it. The only reason a man like him studied the Constitution is to figure out how to get around it and use it to his advantage. That's the only reason liberals study the Constitution. And I've known many of them during my decades on this earth. I've met many of them. They're all snakes, every last one of them. So he's not going to say, I'm going to change the law. I'm not going to make law. What I'm going to do by this executive order, the Second Amendment, I'm not taking it away. I'm going to clarify the Second Amendment, and we're going to have a discussion after I take your guns away. Although the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to bear arms, I'll decide what arms you have the right to bear. I'll decide myself, because I know more about this than you do. You're just a dumb, stupid peasant slave that works for me, paying taxes. You're like the honey. You're like the bees in a hive to the taxpayer. You make the honey, and I steal it, and I put it in jars and use it any way I want. And you little bees, you keep making that honey, and we'll keep taking it from you and putting it in jars, and we'll dispense that honey any way we want. And you bees keep making that honey. You little worker ants, you work for me, Barack Obama, so I can go on vacation and spit on you. I can go wherever I want and spit on you with my haughty demeanor. And I'll get away with it because there is no press and there is no Republican Party. I will do what I want. So I'm not going to take away the Second Amendment. Of course not. I'm not going to make law. There is a law. It says the law protects an individual's right to bear arms. And I and Dianne Feinstein, we want you to have your hunting rifle. Senator Feinstein wants you to have your little hunting rifle. your single-shot 22 caliber hunting rifle. We're going to give you that. We may even take away your existing hunting rifle and give you a government-issued hunting rifle. And that way, Dianne Feinstein and I could sleep better at night knowing you have a single-shot 22 caliber hunting rifle. So that's what he's going to try to do. It will be taken to the Supreme Court, and we'll see what happens then. If we still have a Supreme Court, I don't know where they are. Where have they gone? Under Justice Roberts, there's a Supreme Court? A sleeper. Who is Justice Roberts? Who was the only one in the media who told you Justice Roberts was a sleeper for the left? Me. Ding dong, ring the bell. Ding dong, Justice Roberts. It was ding dong Roberts. They must have pictures. There's something with Roberts. They must have a file on him. I don't know what in the world, but there's something somewhere. My mind is given to conspiracy. They got a file on him, a photo album on Roberts, because when he turned on the American people and said that Obamacare was constitutional, that was the first major stake through the heart of America that I saw coming out of this Supreme Court. Everyone was stunned by it, remember? Remember Roberts? You don't remember who he is? The nice-looking man, you know, kind of the cheerleader type with the megaphone? Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. Remember that guy? Roberts. Who was he? Where did he come from? Conservative? Are you crazy? All right. So you think that this Supreme Court's not going to go along with the dictator-in-chief? I disagree with you. He will. And so we have real troubles on our hands. So I'll ask you again. You, the citizens, still have tremendous power. Government says we're modifying the Second Amendment. We're not taking away your hunting rifle. But you have to turn in your, whatever they'll come up with. First, they'll say, oh, we're going to take away your high-capacity magazines. Then we're going to tell, and the following must be given in. The what's the round magazine called? I forget what that's called. The whatever it is. The you know the one, the round one. I myself once talked about it. I have a big argument over that one. You're going to have to give up that one, whatever. And you're going to do it. You're going to have 6 months to turn your weapon in to the local Black Panther chapter nearest you. Or if you can't find a Black Panther chapter, we're going to give you the clubhouse to the Crips and the Bloods. Or any illegal alien in the street that you find, you can turn your rifles into. Look for an illegal alien with tattoos running up his neck. And we'll give you a rudimentary book to use as you go up to him and ask him if he'd be glad to take your AR-15 from you or your Bushmaster rifle. Because they have real need for it. After all, they need the guns for their work. Doesn't an illegal alien with tattoos running up his neck need an assault rifle for his work? I mean, after all, a guy's trying to make a living in America. Doesn't he need a Bushmaster? You don't need it, you moron. You're living in a suburban house. You're afraid of them breaking in. But truthfully, you don't need the gun. They need the gun for their business. I mean, without a gun, they can't supply food for their wife and children. So we're going to ask you to turn it into anyone that you see who doesn't speak English, who has a tattoo running up his neck. And, I mean, come on, I'm being a little facetious here because this is the way I deal with everything. I have a, there's a name for the things that I do. Some of it's serious, some of it is supercilious, some of it is sarcastic, some of it is dangerously maudlin. Right now, I'm past all of that. I'm exhausted from the trip. I flew 6.5 hours across the country, raced to get on the radio, went to my house, PG&E turned off the gas in the neighborhood without notifying me. I got into a house that was 49 degrees. I felt as though I was in Tsarist Russia. I was ready to get out newspaper and make shoes out of it. Unfortunately, there was no newspaper in the driveway. I turned on the hot water. It was cold water. I tried to make a cup of tea. The stove clicked. It wouldn't go on. It was click, click, click. I couldn't light the stove. I said, why? Why? All I want to do is do my show tonight. This is so important tonight. When I see that Biden and Obama are about to become outright dictators in the country under the guise of protecting us, I said, I got to be on the air. So here I am. Here I am. The phone number, of course, is pointless because, as you would expect, the lines are sold out on a topic like this. What bothers me is how the liberals, who you people think really cared about freedoms, are showing what they really are, and you don't even understand what you can do tonight to your wife or to your husband who's pretending to be a liberal. I mean, after all, which one of the 27 amendments to the Constitution would they like to modify if they had the absolute power to do so, right? See, only 10 of the 12 amendments that constituted the original Bill of Rights were ratified by the states in the late 18th century. One more was ratified 2 centuries later. This is set in stone. And yet we have this interloper, this imposter in the White House. To me, he will always be an imposter. How's that? To my last day on the earth, he will always be an imposter. I will always believe that his evil party stole the second election. And I can prove it, actually, just simply by sheer logic. He granted amnesty to at least 3 million illegal aliens, which was approximately the margin by which he won, coupled with the fact that the Republicans threw the election by running the stooge goon, Romney, who never wanted to win and never could win, by spitting in the face of conservatives. I mean, he was saying, basically, we don't even want you to vote for us, so they didn't. So figure 3 million people who would have voted for a Republican conservative didn't. And then 3 million illegal aliens voted who were did not have the legal right to vote. So you have a differential here of 6 million votes, which explains how Obama won the election, along with the vote counting software, which was owned by a company in Spain. Again, no one talks about that. And by dint of the fact that the Republicans don't talk about the fact that the software companies that were counting our votes were headquartered in Spain, indicates to me that the Republicans knew this before the election and that it's all a charade and a fraud. And this is beyond Capricorn 1. For those of you into, like, crazy conspiracy movies, you know, Capricorn 1, we didn't really land on the moon, it was staged. Remember that movie? What else has been staged in American history? You want to really get into, like, late night bizarro? Well, let's forget what's been staged. Right now we have a coup being staged by the Obama administration. And I'm not talking about a chicken coup. I'm talking about a political coup. Cock-a-doodle-doo. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
KSFO traffic, eastbound 580 Pasco Road, injury crash, all lanes open, traffic recovering, but still look for slow and go, traffic back from Highway 680, South Bay, southbound 85, Union Avenue, crash, second lane from the left, traffic now backed up to Saratoga, it's also backing up onto southbound 17 from before Camden Avenue, northbound 680 still slow from 237 over the Sunol grade to Andrade, and northbound 880, slow and go out of San Jose all the way to 238, I'm Dave Fox, South Talk 560 KSFO.
It's the new year, and we all make resolutions. But sooner or later, we fall off that diet, stop going to the gym, and slip back into our old ways. But here's a resolution you can keep, having a lower mortgage payment. Yes, you already refied this past year and lowered your payment. But because at Cash Call you can refinance without any points, fees, or deposits, you can keep your current balance and lower your payment and rate even more. So make the Cash Call at 866-590-CASH and start the new year right. Today's 30-year fixed rate is 3.25% rate and APR. That's right, 3.25% rate, and APR. So even when the diet and exercise wear off, you'll still feel lighter on your couch with a lower mortgage payment month after month. 3.25% rate and APR with no loan expenses. What is there to think about? Call 866-590-CASH now.
Equal housing lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I want it clear to the American public that on behalf of the president, we're reaching out to all parties on whatever side of this debate we fall. But the president is going to act. There are executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what that is yet, but we're compiling it all with the help of the attorney general and all the rest of the cabinet members, as well as legislative action we believe is required.
With the help of the Attorney General? The Attorney General who ran guns illegally into Mexico, which resulted in the deaths of numerous people? That's who you're consulting, the Attorney General, Eric Holder? That's who you're consulting on an issue such as the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, which shall not be infringed? So I'll ask you a question. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. See, here's something you don't quite understand. Many of you who are gun owners don't understand this. I've studied this in great detail. There are many liberals, millions of liberals who own guns because they're afraid of you, the conservatives. So they're armed to the teeth. Huge, huge gun ownership amongst the gay community because they fear anti-gay activity. So they own guns. Monster ownership of guns amongst lesbians because they fear people hurting them. Monster ownership of liberal of guns amongst liberals. Are they going to turn their guns in, or is they going to pass a decree that says only those who didn't vote for me have to turn their gun in? Are you crazy? Do you have any idea what this is going to do? This is not just conservatives who own guns. This cuts across races. It cuts across party lines, whichever other way you want to split it. It's crazy. I have no idea what they're thinking. They are so out of touch with reality if they think that they're going to have you turn your gun in. So I ask you again, what are you going to do? Let's say he writes a law, and the guy who sent machine guns to Mexico, Eric Holder, stamps it and says, yeah, all right, turn the gun in. Are you going to do it? Will you turn the gun in? Come on, don't give me nonsense about what you're going to do. And stop calling about revolution because no, you're not getting on the air. Okay, I'm asking a simple question. Michael on WABC, you're the first caller. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm a gun owner all my life in New Jersey, licensed. I will not roll over for their tyranny. I'll not comply, and if necessary, I'll water the tree of liberty with my own blood.
All right, I'll let it go at that. Now, you did hear that CIA nominee John Brennan was a long-haired hippie, left-wing radical, who traipsed around Indonesia for reasons we don't even know and is in love with Islam and says it is a religion that's a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity, despite the fact that of the 17 or 18 conflicts or wars going on the planet, most of them are by Muslims who can't get along with their neighbors, whether it's against Hindus in India over Kashmir. Wherever you turn, it's Muslims at war with their neighbor. And this man has the nerve to say that Islam is a religion of peace and faith and tolerance and great diversity. So now we have an earring hippie, a long-haired earring hippie, extolling the wonders of Islam. He's now going to run the CIA. Then they're telling you that you're the enemy if you own a gun. It's happening so fast that it would take literally a Republican Party to stop it. But there is no Republican Party, as we know. All we have is Clink on the other side. He's in the cloakroom now filling up for the night. We have a secret microphone in the congressional cloakroom. And he doesn't know that we're listening in, but there's John Boehner right now listening to the Savage Nation. John, are you there? Clink, are you there? Huh? That's the sound of John Boehner right now pondering what to do with the serious problems facing the American people. So what can you do? Here it is already Wednesday, and we're facing one nightmare after another. What are you going to do when they come for you, tell you you have to turn your gun in? Come on, be serious now. How are you going to get around the law? Because that's really what it comes down to. You know you can get around this. I mean, let's be clear. Let us be clear. You know what you're going to do. Everyone knows what they're going to do. Okay? We know just what you're going to do. Dan on KSFO, tell the people what you're going to do.
I'll be reporting my weapons stolen before they come take them from my hand.
There you go. That's all. Now, okay, so you report your gun stolen, and then they come and dig up your backyard. They use infrared equipment because they have nothing to do with all of the trillions of dollars they stole from us to look for bomb-making Islamo-fascists. So since they can't find any more to pin the rap on, they'll look for your guns in your backyard. It'll be like instead of Fahrenheit 451, where they burn books, they're going to look for guns in your backyard so they can turn them into plowshares. Thanks, Nicole. They have equipment right now that can fly over a piece of ground and find, they could find metal. I don't know how many feet on the ground. They could detect it they probably have a drone that could fly over a backyard and detect metal hidden in a backyard. They could detect metal in your colon.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I want it clear to the American public that on behalf of the president, we're reaching out to all parties on whatever side of this debate we fall. If the president is going to act, or executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what that is yet, but we're compiling it all with the help of the Attorney General and all the rest of the cabinet members, as well as legislative action we believe is required.
From Fahrenheit 451 to Fahrenheit 357, welcome to the Savage Nation. Thank you, Neil. Fahrenheit 357, from the melting point of books, 451, to Fahrenheit 357. These stooges in the White House, these Hitlers, Mussolinis, I know that you're shocked to hear me saying this, but let me ask you something. Do you think Mussolini became a dictator overnight? Do you think that Mussolini just went from being a journalist to being a supreme dictator buffoon of Italy in one fell swoop? No. Mussolini became Mussolini the dictator by a series of steps, one step after another, one decree after another, until eventually Italy was in the grip of the black shirts. So now you have Obama threatening to become basically a dictator by overriding the Second Amendment. And incidentally, I got to tell you, I've studied this a little bit. I'm not the world's expert on it. But even Elena Kagan, remember her? The Rosie O'Donnell lookalike on the Supreme Court? She could be sort of a cousin a second or third cousin of Rosie O'Donnell, Elena Kagan. Remember, she was foisted on the Supreme Court with no background whatsoever, along with the other superb nominee of Obama. Even Elena Kagan, during her confirmation hearings, stated, because she was grilled on the Second Amendment, I studied this. Even Elena Kagan on the U.S. Supreme Court, as diehard left-wing fanatic liberal as she is, said that the Second Amendment is set in stone. Those aren't her words, but that's more or less what she said. It's established law. It's set in stone. No modification possible. And I'll remind you of something else. This was voted upon. The ratification of the Second Amendment was, in essence, not voted upon. Excuse me. It was in essence, voted on in 2010, I think, by the Supreme Court. There was a Supreme Court case as near as 2010 on the Second Amendment, and the Supreme Court upheld the Second Amendment as near as 2 years ago. And Elena Kagan said that it's set in stone during a confirmation hearing. Now, of course, liberals lie. That we understand. It's their religion to lie. Because they all studied communism, which states that direct action requires doing anything it takes to get what you want. So you can't trust anything Elena Kagan may have said about anything. Given that she's a member of the liberal religion, their religion permits them to lie to get to the point of absolute power. So I'm going to ask you again. This is a turning point in American history. You may not know this. But in essence, we have a de facto coup occurring right in front of our eyes under the guise of protecting the American people, which is how all dictators do it. On a minor scale to a major scale, it's always to protect the people. It's never to hurt anybody, ever. And now you have Biden, who really ought to know better. But I've long wondered who Biden really is. Now saying there's going to be use of an executive order, and I have to remind you again and again and again that executive orders were never, ever created to make law. They were created to clarify to clarify a law or to further a law put forth by the Congress or the Constitution. So if the Constitution has a law called the Second Amendment, a modification of the Constitution, then all an executive order can do is clarify that executive order, that law. So in other words, Obama's not going to seize your guns. He's going to qualify the Second Amendment and say it permits you to own a cap gun or permits you to own a gun that has a rubber band inside of it. I'm giving you an example, an extreme example. So he's going to start to modify what the Second Amendment means. And then all hell's going to break loose in this country. All hell is going to break loose in this country because, as I told you, it is not just conservatives who own guns. Many diehard liberals are gun fanatics because they fear conservatives. They fear a conservative revolution. They want guns. Many gays and lesbians are very proud gun owners because they fear those who would hurt them. They are not going to give their guns up happily. They're not going to do it. Hell no, they won't go. Don't you understand how deep and how far and wide this issue really is in America? That the White House is threatening a coup, in essence? Never give up your guns, ever. So I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do? Let's say the dictator and the stooge of the dictator, Biden, say, okay, here's the new rule. Executive order says you can't own this, you can't own that, turn it in. What are you going to do? It's a basic question. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. What are you going to do? Are you going to turn it in? I'm asking you what you're going to do about it. I mean, I'd really like to know. Let's start in this hour now. Let's start on the West Coast. I started in New York on the WABC in the last hour. I'm going to start now on the West Coast on KSFO's dial, 560 on the dial out here. Susan on KSFO, thank you for holding so long. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I'm like a lot of these people. I won't surrender my gun ever. If there is some kind of an order put forth, you know, give you 6 months to turn them in, well, so be it. But anyone that comes to my door or breaks down my door will be met with the same kind of activity that I would meet anybody breaking into my house to steal my legal property. So...
But what if Obama says, we're not taking your guns, we're not taking away the Second Amendment, we only want to take away drum magazines. We want you to turn in drum magazines, and we also want you to turn in any clip that has more than five rounds in it.
Same answer. go pound sand. No, it's my property. I am fifth generation Scotch American Irish background. And being a woman doesn't really, you know, make it any different. The ATF reported that since 2008, there's 8 million women who have now carry permits, new carry permits. So I know I'm speaking for a lot of women out there. I'm not a hero. I don't intend to be a hero, but this is something I feel extremely passionate about. I own 4 or 5 guns.
Well, Susan, you're making a good point, but I want to reaffirm something. Elena Kagan, who is as left-wing as they get, is on the Supreme Court. And she said, and it's very important, everyone listening to the show, you write down the word Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R. This is going to become the rallying cry across America. Because when Kagan, who was put on the Supreme Court by Obama as a useful left-wing tool, she cited the District of Columbia versus Heller as a precedent of the court. And here's what she said. She said, there is no question after Heller that the Second Amendment guarantees individuals the right to keep and bear arms, and that this right, like others in the Constitution, provides strong, although not unlimited protection against governmental regulation. So she did a little carve-out, not unlimited protection against governmental regulation. The Heller decision left room for states to require registration of weapons. The majority opinion also said the ruling didn't cast doubt on laws barring handgun possession by convicted felons and the mentally ill. I agree with that 100%. Or restrictions on bringing guns into schools or government buildings. I agree with that in a certain... I do as well, by the way. And I was the first one after the massacre in Connecticut to call for armed guards in the schools. And that was the right thing to do. You have to understand there are other laws about this. And I have the clip, which I'll play not now. Elena Kagan, very important for you to know, said as a U.S. Supreme Court law clerk in 1987 that she was not sympathetic toward a man who contended that his constitutional rights were violated when he was convicted for carrying an unlicensed pistol. That was in 87, right? Then she was nominated to the Supreme Court, and she said other things. She said other things. But the most important thing for you to know about Kagan is that she cited Heller, as precedent for your right to bear arms. And that's going to become one of the biggest issues in the immediate future. Heller is going to become the big issue. What's amazing to me is that there's not one word coming from one Republican. It's shocking, actually, to realize that we have a single-party system. But, hey, who warned you that we have a one-party system? Who's called them Democrats since 1994? Me. Who called them Republicrats since 1994? Me. Who warned you that we have an oligarchy? Me. Who told you that elections are fraudulent in America? Me. Who told you that since at least Clinton it's 888? 8 years Dems, 8 years Repubs, 8 years Dems, 8 years Repubs. Who told you that Obama get reelected because he didn't have his full 8 years? Me. Obama told it to you too. Don't you remember last year? A year before the election when he slipped up in front of Medvedev and he said, when I'm reelected? He went, oops, I mean, if I'm reelected. You don't remember that? And where's the shadowy disappearing ink called Romney? Where did disappearing ink called Mitt Romney go? Where is he? It's like disappearing ink. He disappeared off. It's like a stain on his shirt that got washed away with some special detergent. I'll be right back.
Savage.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned this about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
New year with Ovation Cell Therapy. Guaranteed to restore your hair's natural beauty, Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair dry, brittle, damaged hair caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling.
Ovation Cell Therapy can dramatically reduce breakage and help repair split ends, even helping to repair the damage caused from hair extensions. With Ovation Cell Therapy, your hair can be thicker, stronger, longer, and healthy again. Guaranteed.
My Ovation experience has been great. My hair was terribly damaged and overprocessed, but now my hair looks and feels healthier. I love you guys.
Join the hundreds of thousands of Ovation Nation customers who take the time to write their personal testimonials. If Ovation didn't help their hair look and feel thicker, stronger, and longer, why would they?
If you didn't get your gift of Ovation Cell Therapy for the holidays, hurry and log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a very special introductory discount. For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
Well, the new year is here, and the fiscal cliff negotiations have brought us higher taxes and more government spending. The question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join financial advisor Pat Vitucci and me at a special financial seminar Wednesday, January 16th at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood at 1 p.m. How does your financial game plan look now with Uncle Sam digging deeper in your pocket? We'll talk about it Wednesday, January 16th, 1 p.m. at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305, or online. Don'tinvestandforget.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License, number 0758212. Ryan Sussman is not an NPC representative.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Now we're going to talk about, we're talking about Obama and whatever his name is, Biden, showing the true colors of dictatorship and fascism, saying that they're going to use an executive order to take away your right to bear arms in plain English. And America's getting very edgy, including liberals who are gun owners. And I want to remind you of something that is very, very important. And I'm going to read now a line or two from Robert Frost's poem, Mending Wall, which you probably learned in high school. And you can say, what the heck is he doing now? Robert Frost, as American as they get, I think he was from Vermont, wasn't he? Something there is that doesn't love a wall that sends the frozen ground swell under it and spills the upper boulders in the sun and makes gaps even two can pass abreast. The work of hunters is another thing. Now, why am I reading you from Robert Frost? He's as American as they come because he was from Vermont. Great poet, Vermont poet. And Patrick Leahy, a whack job liberal fanatic of the worst kind, is from Vermont. Patrick Leahy, of course, being from Vermont, understands that many people in Vermont own guns. It's part and parcel of their heritage, other than the interlopers from the Upper West Side of Manhattan who infected the state over the last 20 years with their communism. Leahy represents the bedrock of Vermont gun owners. And during the confirmation hearings for Elena Kagan, I want you to hear something that was historic that you're hearing for the first time in radio history right now. You're going to be rewarded for listening this late at night. No one played this today. Not Wallbanger. He wouldn't even know what I'm talking about. Not Cigar. Not The Hysteric. I want you to listen right now to Patrick Leahy grilling Elena Kagan during her confirmation hearings to become a justice of the United States Supreme Court. Listen carefully.
Is there any doubt after the court's decision in Heller and McDonald that the Second Amendment to the Constitution secures a fundamental right for an individual to own a firearm, use it for self-defense in their home?
There is no doubt, Senator Leahy. That is binding precedent, entitled to all the respect of binding precedent in any case. So that is settled law.
It's settled law. Even Elena Kagan said it's settled law. Even Elena Kagan, as radical left, I mean, it was a setup question from Leahy because he was getting a lot of flack from the gun owners in Vermont who were afraid of her being a New York liberal fanatic. So Leahy had to mollify his own voters by assuring them that even a whack job like Elena Kagan says it's settled law. And she just said it's settled law. So, I mean, if she says it was settled law during a confirmation hearings, it must be settled law. And what I say is, if it's settled law then, it's settled law now. So we've gone from Fahrenheit 451 to Fahrenheit 357, from the melting point of books to the melting point of the Second Amendment. And I'm asking you what the heck you're going to do about it now that you know that Obama is what you feared the worst, exactly everything you feared about him, but worse. Tell me what you're going to do. Tell me what you're going to do when they tell you you've got to turn in your gun or a piece of a gun or a part of a gun or this magazine or that magazine. Are you going to do it, or are you going to do something else? I'll go around the country. I'm going to do this tomorrow as well. They'll all copy the show tomorrow. They're all going to look for the sound clip. I'm sure The Hysteric is scrambling right now, demanding that his staff get that sound clip. But David got it for me tonight. Thank you, David. Luckily, I have the best staff in the radio business.
Settles law.
Stop. It's late at night and I'm tired. Play it again. I got to hear it. It's like a... She sounds like some person that I left, a family member I ran away from in New York 40 years ago. Play it one more time. Okay, but it is a laughing matter in a way. Because she said it was settled law then, so it must be settled law now. But let's see what old Patrick Leahy the Snake has to say tomorrow. When he'll say, yes, it may be settled law, but we didn't say what kind of guns that you can have in your house to protect yourself. We meant the Daisy BB gun. That's what we meant. Sure, it's settled law. But the law applies to a Daisy BB gun, not to a dangerous machine gun.
Settled law.
Only, in other words, only the Crips and the Bloods can have machine guns, and only the illegal aliens can have machine guns. But you, the cracker, you can't have them. That's all. Look, I can make jokes. It's not a laughing matter, but I have a gallows sense of humor. It used to be known as a thing, a sense of gallows humor, something like that. It's true. My whole life has been one dark nightmare in many ways from childhood onwards. I learned how to laugh in the dark. We're going through very dark times right now, extremely dark times. When you have a man as intellectually challenged as Biden throwing out a statement in such a cavalier manner that we're looking into executive order, we're looking at executive action, just spilling it out of his tongue like he's picking his teeth and spitting out a fleck between his teeth into the American people's face. Executive orders. He just cleaned his teeth with a toothpick and spat in your face with a piece of that detritus from between his teeth. Is this man joking? Does he have any idea what he just said? Do you know how serious this is? And again, if you don't quite understand the magnitude of it, it's not really even about guns anymore. Now it's about any of the amendments that they don't like, these two clowns in the White House. They're very dangerous clowns. There's evil all over this. Which amendment Which amendment tomorrow will he not like? The fourth on searches and seizures, probable cause, the favorite of the illegitimate left to get drug dealers off, the first, freedom of speech, saying England doesn't have it, you don't need it either. We don't like talk radio. We're eliminating the First Amendment for anyone but the people that we appoint. Is that what you want in this country? Probably. You're not getting it.
Savage. That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission now estimates damage to the Bay Bridge Tower struck by an oil tanker at upward of $2 million. The commission will have to dip into reserve funds to pay for repairs. Jimmy Kimmel Live has gotten a warm welcome on its first night in its new time slot. Kimmel went head-to-head Tuesday for the first time against Late Show with David Letterman and The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. According to Nielsen Fast National Ratings, Kimmel edged out Letterman and ran slightly behind Leno in total viewers. Taking a look at the roadways, things are getting better, but we still have some residual slowdowns. Northbound 880 still heavy. Dakota Road up to Highway 238. Northbound 101 still sluggish. Marsh Road to into Belmont. And northbound 680 still slow. Mission Boulevard south over the Sunol Grade to Andrade. Southbound 85 still a little under the speed limit between 280 and 17. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks. From all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company? Brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
San Francisco traffic happens in two places, on the streets and on the sidewalks, too.
This is San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir. Texting while driving or walking in San Francisco is a recipe for disaster. Please don't do it. San Francisco's busy streets and sidewalks are no place for inattention or electronic distractions. Please do not text while driving or walking. Let's all be as safe as we can out there.
A public service of the San Francisco Police Department and this Cumulus radio station.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Settled law.
So we're talking about settled law on the Savage Nation. Welcome back to the program. In case you just joined us, you may not recognize that voice. No, that is not Woody Allen's sister-in-law. That is Elena Kagan of the U.S. Supreme Court, although she sounds like Woody Allen's sister or sister-in-law when she says it's settled law.
Settled law.
Settled law. She's not talking about... She is talking about the Second Amendment. She was grilled by Leahy, as left-wing and as fanatic as they come, Senator, while she's being confirmed, because the people in Vermont, the real Vermonters, as opposed to the fakers from New York, mainly professors who moved there with second homes and polluted the land with their communism, the real Vermonters are gun owners, by the way. It's inherent in the fabric of Vermont. And Leahy understands he has to satisfy his constituency, so during the confirmation hearings, he wanted to mollify them and let them understand that although Elena Kagan was a diehard, dyed-in-the-wool fanatic leftist on every issue, when it came to guns, it was, now play it again,
settled
it was
law.
Definitely settled law. So we'll find out if it's settled law when she's checked again this time when Obama is overridden by the challenged. If there'll be a challenge, it has to be a challenge by the NRA or Gun Owners of America or Jews Against Firearms Control. That's the part of see, you don't understand this part of it. I went to a Jewish deli about 3 weeks ago to get chicken soup, which I eat once a year when I get a cold. And it's actually quite good with massive doses of ascorbic acid and vitamin A and the other things. I do like soup once a year from that. So I go in there, and the owner was there. I don't know him. He came over and introduced himself. We had a nice conversation. And it was right after the massacre in Connecticut. It was horrible. And he said, well, they really should take the guns away. I said, are you crazy? I said, haven't you ever heard about the organization Jews Against Firearms Control? He said, no, I haven't. I said, are you aware of the fact that one of Hitler's first acts was to abolish the private ownership of guns? He said, oh, no, I didn't know that. I said, well, you really ought to understand, as a Jew, of all people, that had the Jews owned guns, there would not have been a Holocaust. Don't you understand that? And he didn't understand that. You see, there's a lack of education and knowledge. They've been brainwashed. I heard 30, 40 years ago from another source, I don't remember exactly who was a devout gun owner. He was an Orthodox religious Jew and a psychiatrist, and he was a very heavy gun owner. I think he was a very deep liberal as well, but he was a real believer in the Second Amendment. And he said to me that if every Jew in Germany had owned a gun, a handgun, when the Gestapo came and told them to pack an overnight bag and leave, if they pulled a gun out and shot them and killed them, he said maybe some of them would have died, but it would have stopped the Holocaust. I said, why? He said, because the Germans wanted a very orderly society. They didn't want a mess going on inside Germany at that time in the civilian population. And they wanted the Jews to come along in a nice, orderly way. Had there been any resistance whatsoever, and if every Jew had had a .22 and shot one of the Gestapo agents who tried to take them away, he said the Germans would have rethought the Holocaust. That's what he said. Whether that is true or not, I don't know. But it was food for thought in my life for many, many years. I do know this, that without guns, there was a Holocaust. Let's put it to you that way. So using straight-out logic, without the private ownership of guns, the Jews were rounded up like sheep and thrown into boxcars, and 6 million were slaughtered. And about a couple of million non-Jews were slaughtered because they had no way to defend themselves. You say, well, Obama's not Hitler. Of course not. But even midgets started small. Everyone starts out small. Mussolini didn't become a dictator overnight. He was a journalist. You don't know that. He became a dictator because it was by one degree after another. So you have to resist a government as onerous as this. At some point, there's going to be a flashpoint. This is the flashpoint. And the reason it's the flashpoint is because the issue cuts across all party lines and all races, all sexual orientations in this country. As I've explained to you tonight in the Savage Nation, this is not just white guys with guns. Even if it was only white guys with guns, it would be no reason for them to seize them, but it isn't. There's an awful lot of other people who are devout Second Amendment individuals because they want the right to defend themselves. Not so much against the government, but against break-ins, home invasions, burglars, whatever it may be. They're not giving their guns up. There's going to be a frightening reaction to this. They're going to have to back off. However, Obama is so egotistical and such a narcissist that I think he wants this fight. I think he wants the fight, and I think it's going to get ugly. It's not going to go away. It's going to get very ugly very fast. But just remember, when it comes down to it, they're never going to say we're eliminating the Second Amendment. Feinstein's too much of a slippery fox to say that. She's going to give you a hunting rifle. She's going to take away everything else. But she's going to give you a hunting rifle, probably manufactured by her husband, sure to blow up in your face. I mean, if her husband bought the gun company that made guns, in my estimation, the guns would blow up in your face, like the military contracting her husband's company did in Iraq, allegedly, according to rumor, according to certain sources and rumor. Way back in Iraq days, old Richard Blum was in the military contracting business in Iraq, and there was all sorts of suspicious manufacturing practices, according to rumors. I can't confirm or deny any of that, but you'll have to look into it. Check it out. I think the Internet has not yet been purged by Fahrenheit 451. I'm not quite sure. But she'll give you your hunting rifle. So what are you going to do about it? Redding, California, Thomas, what are you going to do about it? If they say that you have to turn in your guns, what are you going to do?
My two legal guns, and I'm going to keep the other 15 hidden, the unregistered ones.
Now, when you say unregistered, explain to the audience of the Savage Nation what you mean by unregistered. You stole them?
Oh, no. I bought them from different parties and from the newspaper and stuff, and they just, you know, you give them cash, they hand them to you, and that's the end of it.
I want to ask you about that because it's not well understood in this country. If you go to a gun show, can you buy a gun without registration?
No, I've bought a few guns from the shows, and you in California you have to file it, wait 10 days, the whole ball of wax.
So how do you buy guns for cash then? How is that legal or illegal?
Well, I don't know how legal it is. I think it's still legal, but we're supposed to register. We're supposed to take the guy down to a gun shop, and you're supposed to do all the paperwork and all that. But I never did that. I've had these guns probably 20, 30 years.
And, Thomas, would you say that you are amongst millions of people who've not registered many guns in this country?
Yes, millions.
Millions. So how is the government going to ask you, how is the government going to enforce this law?
I have no idea. I mean, if they come door to door, that's fine. Let them come. I'm just going to give them my two guns and say, here they are, my two registered guns, what you want. And smile.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. I learned something there. I'm going to ask you how you're going to deal with it, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation. See, I don't want to get too esoteric tonight. I have gone up and down the scale playing from the esoteric. Now I want to get down to the practical because I'd like the government agents who are listening to the show to understand that this is an unmanageable petition. There's no way to enforce this. There's no way to enforce this. It has to be voluntary. And if the people don't volunteer to turn in their guns, you're never going to get them from them. And you're going to turn every American into a criminal? Is that your intent, Mr. Obama and Mr. Biden, to turn every law-abiding American citizen, every taxpayer, into a criminal? Is that what you want to do? We have over 1 million-some-odd people in prisons already in this country, more than in China, proportionate to the population, or even more than China, not even without respect to the overall population. China doesn't even have 1 million citizens in prison. Of course, that's because they don't need them in prison. They're in prison in the society. They don't need actual prisons, since they have no freedoms at all except the freedom to be a moron and go buy Gucci. See, the Chinese citizen today is an idiot who thinks that because he can buy Gucci and Dom Perignon, he's free. He doesn't quite understand what freedom actually is. He's free to be a consumer slave. That's all he is. But he has no freedom of speech. He has no freedom of the right to bear arms. He's a slave. Only it's a different form of slavery. They don't understand that. We Americans are the standard bearers of what freedom is. We are the standard bearers of freedom. I don't think you understand how important your role is in this world. We are the absolute owners of ourselves. Obama, I don't care who he thinks he is, doesn't own you. He may be terrifying. He may be onerous. He may be outright frightening to you in terms of his madness, the madness of King Obama. But I guarantee you he doesn't have the power he says he has. He cannot turn the entire nation into a nation of criminals. He cannot do it. And he will not do it. And I'd like to know how you think. Here's another question, and really that's very late in the show. I've asked you what you're going to do if they make them illegal. How are you going to deal with this on the Savage Nation? Now, we know that Kagan said it's settled law. I have
settled
to hear
law.
It again. Settled law. Okay. Thank you, Elena. I'll see you around the corner for a knish. It's settled law. So the question is, if it's settled law then, isn't it settled law now? I don't know. Thank God she's not my sister-in-law. Thank God it's only settled law we're talking about. But if you think that's bad, and it is, it got even worse today. I found something that no one can believe. The CIA nominee, John Brennan, is an ex-long-haired, earringed hippie who traipsed around Indonesia and is now glowing about Islam without talking about the 17 or 18 wars going on around the planet where it's Muslims who cannot get along with their neighbors. Listen to clip two. Clip two.
But for more than three decades, I have also had the tremendous fortune to travel the world. And as part of that experience, to learn about the goodness and beauty of Islam. As a college student in the 1970s, I spent a summer traveling through Indonesia, taking in the wonderful landscape, culture, and people of Java and Bali. Despite my long hair, my earring, and my obvious American appearance, I was welcomed throughout that country in a way that is a reflection of the tremendous warmth of Islamic cultures and societies. Like the president during his childhood years in Jakarta, I came to see Islam, not how it is often misrepresented,
no,
but for what it is, how it is practiced every day by mm-hmm. well over a billion Muslims worldwide,
mm-hmm.
a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity.
Well, tell that to the Jews who lost relatives to your peaceful friends, and tell that to the Coptic Christians in Egypt right now whose churches are burning. Tell that to the wonderful people on the planet in India, the Hindus, who have been regaled with the peace and tolerance and diversity of your friends in the Muslim faith, Mr. Brennan. I don't understand what world they're living in. I don't understand the country I live in anymore, how a CIA nominee, when we are at war, allegedly, using drones against Muslim terrorists. I mean, let's start with the facts. They're firing drones from... Our guys are firing drones against Muslim terrorists around the globe, killing them. And you have a guy who wants to run the CIA who says all Muslims, all of them? Certainly there are many Muslims who are peaceful and tolerant and diverse. We understand that. You don't have to tell us that. But why would you go out of your way to make such a stupid statement about Islam at a time like this? Why? What is the point of a thing like this? And by the way, if you want to talk about Jakarta, and the wonderful, beautiful people of Indonesia. It's late in the show, but I have such a broad knowledge. Does anyone remember the name Margaret Mead, the famous anthropologist, liberal whack job who wore a dress that looked like a drape from the American Museum of Natural History and wrote fraudulent books such as Coming of Age in Samoa, which was a complete fraud about the sexual life, of et cetera. Remember Margaret Mead, how famous she was, made famous by her fake anthropological research. Nevertheless, she was very famous. She had a husband named Marston Bates. One of these days I'm going to entertain you by reading to you what her husband Marston Bates had to say about the people of Jakarta and how much he despised them, spitting with black teeth, the hostility of the climate, the hostility of the people, the hostility of people in Jakarta, the disgusting nature of individual life in Indonesia. I don't understand why they have to create Hallmark cards about an entire culture. Why would John Brennan go out of his way to tell us that virtually everyone in Indonesia is a beautiful person and have contempt for half of America? How does that work? Half of America is disgusting, filled with crackers or gun owners. And in Indonesia, everyone is a paradisical individual. It's crazy. I don't know whether these people are serious. I don't know if they actually think anyone believes them. I don't know who they're playing to, but I do know this. Senator Leahy of Vermont, as liberal, whack job, far left, fanatic as they come, mollified the citizenry of Vermont during the confirmation hearings of Elena Kagan, and she said as follows, it's settled law.
Settled law.
That's all. I rest my case. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
One way or another, 2013 is going to cost you money, no matter what tax bracket you're in. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustment should you make? I'm financial advisor Pat Vitucci, and if you're worried, we should talk. As an independent financial advisor, I think I can help. How will prepare you and your investments as the government reaches farther into your pocket? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, I'm not obligated to any particular type of investments. I will try to do what is best for you. Call me anytime, 800-472-8305, for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. 8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Are you tired of online dating? You're not alone. Online dating sites are all the same. You make a profile, and a computer matches you with a bunch of pictures.
Don't waste another year getting let down by online dating. You could have a real relationship with a real person that you can trust. Time to call Table for Six. They'll meet you in person and take the time to get to know you. You tell them what you're looking for, and they do the rest.
Table for Six will create the perfect environment for you to meet someone right for you. The whole process is confidential, low pressure, and perfect for busy people like you who don't have time to waste.
Table for Six specializes in introducing compatible single professionals in California. The personalized approach ensures that there is always someone and something for everyone. Explore a new approach to meeting someone special. Table for Six has been featured on the NBC Today Show, 60 Minutes, Business Week, and more. Call Table for Six today at 800-901-8181 or visit online at tableforsix.com. Join now and get an extra month free. That's 800-901-8181. 800-901-8181.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack.
I'm on
on the go. Work calls and I'm off. This city today, that city tomorrow, I make sure business gets done. And wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here, and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free iHeartRadio app. Over 1,500 ready-to-play local stations on your iPod, iPhone, Android, or other mobile device. iHeartRadio.com.
And I can listen on vacation, too. I'll have another one of those blue drinks, please.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
From Fahrenheit 451 to Fahrenheit 357. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Remember the movie, the Ray Bradbury novel, Fahrenheit 451, where there was a future fascistic society that burnt books? And the Fahrenheit 451, of course, referred to the melting point of paper when books burned. And it was all about a fascistic dictatorship of the future where they were burning books that were a threat to the social order. Now I've jokingly said it's Fahrenheit 357, where they basically want to burn your guns, take it away from you. You know, I often talk about borders, language, and culture as the defining norms for my idea for a third party, a nationalist party. Borders, you know what a border is. You know what a language is. But they say to me, oh, what's culture? They don't know what culture really means, right? What is culture? Now, you got to understand something. Before I earned my PhD from the University of California at Berkeley, and I'm very proud of it, I earned it in 1978. It was the hardest thing I ever did in my life. I earned it in less than 3 years. Earned it in less than 3 years. I mean, the world's filled with people who, you know, did everything but the dissertation. I did it all, including the dissertation with two children. Before I earned my PhD, I earned two master's degrees, one in medical anthropology and one in medical botany, each of which was better than most PhDs today. But along the way, as an anthropologist, I learned what culture was. And I want to tell you, when I say borders, language, and culture, you want to hear what culture is? The language, the beliefs, the norms, the values, the behaviors that characterize a group and are passed from one generation to the next. So what does that mean? Well, one of the aspects of our culture as Americans that is passed from one generation to the next is the cultural, the very important cultural attribute called the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, especially the amendments to the Constitution. And no interloping fraud, whether he be from Honolulu or Indonesia or Chevy Chase, Maryland, can steal our culture from us. They're just men. All they are men who have usurped more power than they actually have. Material culture was defined as an anthropologist as the material objects that distinguish a group of people, such as their art, their buildings, their weapons, their utensils, their machines, their hairstyles, their clothing and jewelry. So if you go to Africa and you see a certain hairstyle and you say, well, that's a tribal hairstyle. And the weapons of Java at that time were certain kinds of spears. That's material culture to an anthropologist, right? So to an American, the Second Amendment is very much inherently part of our culture. Don't let anyone steal that from you. Not Biden. Listen to Biden again. I want you to, this is the part about Biden that bothers me the most, is the cavalier manner in which he spits out the word executive orders as though he's picking his teeth with a toothpick and spitting out the flotsam from his buck teeth. Listen to it.
I want it clear to the American public that on behalf of the president, we're reaching out to all parties on whatever side of this debate you fall. But the president is going to act. There are executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what
right
that
there.
Is yet.
Who the hell does he think he is? Who the hell does he think he is that he can take away the Second Amendment? And now he says he's compiling it with the help of the Attorney General. None other than our Attorney General, who was enmeshed in controversies that would have put people in jail in the past if we had a legitimate Congress. The man would have been thrown out of office or in prison just for Fast and Furious. He's consulting with him, with Eric Holder, into terms of taking away the Second Amendment rights that the American citizens have? I don't think so. No, I don't think so. And I think that this is going to set off shockwaves that have yet to be seen in this country. What are you going to do when they come for your guns? I got to close this hour out. Tom, please make it very fast. As quickly as you can, please fire away.
Hi.
I'm a proud member of the LDS Church, and the Book of Mormon teaches that we must follow the law of the land. So if Obama enacted a law saying that we had to turn in our guns, I would have to peacefully turn in my weapon.
I wanted you to say that because I want people listening to this show to hear the variety of answers that we have been getting to my question of what are you going to do if Obama says turn in your weapons. You are saying as a Mormon you would follow the law of the land and turn in your guns, period, end of story.
Yes, I'd have to. I mean, unfortunately, I wouldn't want to do that because, you know, I do.
Tom, by the way, I respect what you just said, which is why I played that on the show. Mr. Biden, you're listening to all parties in this debate. I hope you heard us tonight.
Settled law.
Savage.
Hi.
So it's open mic to mic on the Savage Nation. Let's make it any topic that's on your mind from this week, last week, from a past life, a future life. You can call the program at 855-400-7282. Toll free, of course, for those of you who are watching your pennies. 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America. Let's begin with a few of the stories that caught my eye that I will cover tonight. College student wins stalking order against her parents. This is a shocker. A 21-year-old college student got so fed up with her protective parents that she sued them, and she won a civil stalking order against her parents and won. Now, her parents were paying over $60,000 a year for tuition at the so-called University of Cincinnati to study at the so-called College Conservatory of Music. So, in other words, she was learning how to pretend to be something at $60,000 a year. The parents, who lived 600 miles away, were afraid that she was out of control. They said that she was doing drugs, she was promiscuous. And so they installed monitoring software on her phone and computer. She complained to the school dean, whoever that would be, dean today, you know, the dean is today. A dean is a degenerate that they couldn't get a job in a sex parlor. That's a dean. It's unbelievable what the college has become. I know I'm shocking you with it. You have no idea what cesspools universities have become. They put on clean outfits, but you have no idea what actually is stalking your children in colleges today. Nevertheless, she sues her parents. She wins a restraining order, even though they paid $60,000 a year for her to study how to be a pretender in the acting school, and she wins. And so the college, despite the parents, says, now we're going to pay the tuition because you're not paying it. That's what a wonderful student she is. Now, what kind of child would do this? But the punchline of this story is, which is amazing to me, is that people are blaming the parents for being overprotective. And then the idiot who wrote the article for the newspaper writes this, says, it's a signal to our society that things have gotten out of hand when they're monitoring their 21-year-old daughter's phone. Parents need to step back and let their kids make mistakes and find their own successes. I've heard that liberal crap ever since I've been 15 years old. Let me tell you about the kind of parents who let their children make mistakes and find their own successes. She's 6 feet under, and the child's name is Adam Lanza. That subhuman child killer who executed the children in Connecticut was medicated, it came out, since childhood. As I told you, it was the medication. It was the medication and the crazy mother. So there it is. Now let him find his way. Let him make his own mistakes. When you have a child who's crazy, when you have a child who's on drugs, when you have a child who's a slut, what you do is you try to control the child. But no. You see, the colleges need as many sexually promiscuous students as they can possibly get in order to foster the agenda. You don't understand what the agenda actually is. You think it's freedom. The opposite is true. It is not freedom that they're fostering, because as George Orwell said, the more I hear people screaming, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, the louder I hear their chains rattling. They don't want freedom any more than Karl Marx wanted the family, a unit, to survive. Open mic to mic. Any topic is fair game. That's topic number 53,000 on the Savage Nation. Certainly not the most important. It's one of them that shows you how sick the society really is. But if you think it's only here, you're mistaken. Here's another article I posted from the AP. China is requiring people to visit their aged parents. Parents who feel neglected can take their children to court in China. You hear this? So you thought in China, oh, they revered the aged. They sat around listening to grandpa on a park bench telling about his trials and tribulations, and they wanted to know his secret recipes. And yes, grandpa, they could care less. All they want is Gucci and a Ferrari in China. And by the way, that's a good thing. Thank God they're not fanatic communists anymore. Germany accused of deporting its elderly due to rising health care costs. Well, they should send them to California. They should send the elderly from Germany to California. We can welcome them with open arms. We're taking everyone in from Mexico and Guatemala. Want to take them in from Germany. I'm sure Jerry Brown can find a pension for them somewhere in California. We have nothing but money. 855-400-7282. Is there anybody out there who wants to talk about anything? Is there any topic that's bugging you tonight? You realize the average normal person out there could care less about Obama, the economy, the damage he's done to this country, the freedoms he's stolen from you, the hectoring that he has conducted upon all of our freedoms. They could care less. They don't care. All they want to do is party on and push people off subway platforms. And Mayor Bloomberg, the man who sees sodas, the man who sees the tax sodas, said, we have to take the second subway pushing into an oncoming train in a week in context. I'm sure he'll investigate and see if the crazy woman who pushed the poor man in front of the train was on a 32-ounce soda or a 16-ounce soda, or whether she ate a hot dog or ate too much salt prior to the pushing experience. Who's calling me now? Okay, we got calls from Ohio, South Carolina, New York City, Texas, Syracuse, New York City. Not one call from my hometown of San Francisco. I don't know. Maybe they've abandoned me here. I don't know where they are. Are they all skiing? I don't blame them. I'm not skiing. The fact of the matter is I know people who are snowboarding. I'm not skiing myself. College student wins stalking order against helicopter parents. Let's begin with that one. So they were overly involved in her life, and it was unhealthy, say the libs. It was an unhealthy attachment. Even though the parents accused their daughter of doing drugs and being promiscuous, and they saw they installed monitoring software on her phone and computer, she then goes and complains to the degenerate school dean, and then they sue the parents. And the parents say, we're not bothering her. We're not a problem. Never mind, the parents have now refused to pay further tuition and demanding a refund from the University of Cincinnati. And so there it is. That's the story. I don't know what to ask you about that. I'm speechless. If you have a daughter who's a slut and a drug addict and you're concerned about her, what's the difference if she's 21 or 41? And especially if you're paying the tuition for the child. I realize that this is offensive to many people. Not what she was doing, but what I'm saying, because you think everyone has a right to do anything they wish. Well, that may be true, as long as you're working as a barrister and three other jobs to pay for your tuition, I would say that is true. But if your poor fat parents from Kansas are worried about you and paying 60 grand a year so you can stutter your way through a thespian school and learn to be a thespian, I think that they have a right to ask you what to do. Listen to clip one. Here's the student. Here's the thespian, clip one.
They basically thought that because they were paying for my college tuition and living expenses that they could tell me what to do, who to hang out with, and, you know, basically control all of my daily life.
No. Well, the college dean, whoever she was, told you that your evil parents had no right to control you. After all, you're a college student now. You're a young woman. And as you well know, the deans all love as many young women as they can get into their clavins. And so now they have a new one in the clavin. They don't want to let her go back to those big, fat, ugly parents in Kansas, do they? Not when they have new, fresh blood in the clavin. You know what I'm saying? You see how I see the world? It's too bad if you don't see it my way because it's my show. If you don't like it, get your own show and then tell me how you like to see the world. Your world is upside down. My world is correct. The world I see is the correct world. The world you see is a warped, disgusting, warped, crazy, sick, anti-American, anti-family, anti-church, anti-military, anti-police, anti-family world. It's not my world. And I'll tell you something else. I'm in the majority of America. I don't care how many votes were rigged by the Chicago machine under Rahm Emanuel's advice, or how many votes that they rigged up with the 3 million illegal aliens that they granted amnesty to. I don't care. The majority of Americans, no matter what the poll was before the election, identified moderately conservative. That's the majority of Americans. Do you know how many people identify as liberals in this country? Do you have any idea what a small percentage of people identify with the far left in this country, even though we're being run over every cliff imaginable by the far left machine under Barack Hussein Obama? The far left machine is taking us over the fiscal cliff, the social cliff, the moral cliff, the education cliff, the military cliff, the family cliff, the police cliff, you name it. Every cliff you could imagine, this man's taking us over. That's right. I'll be right back to take your calls at 855-400-7282. I'm not asleep. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Hey, it's Katie Green here for your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you yet again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, New Year's coming up, and a lot of people are making their New Year's resolutions to quit smoking or eat healthier. How about get a better head of hair? And you can do that just by purchasing Ovation Cell Therapy. Before I tried their product, my hair was damaged, broken, dry, brittle. Everything that you can say negative about a head of hair, I used to describe mine. Then I tried Ovation Cell Therapy, and within the first few washes, I was noticing my hair being stronger, longer, and shinier than ever before. And all you need to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory offer. Make your New Year's resolution a brand new head of hair, and you'll feel better. Plus, the new photos from the new year will look much better this time around. Again, head to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to talk.
tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Big charade. They're all in it together. Charade. You got the drunk, the scotch-drinking drunk on one side. You got the golfer on the other side. And they're playing two-card Monty on the world. Yeah, we're going to cut back on it. We don't want taxes. The other one says, I want to cut on social programs. Yeah, right. Yeah, but. Yeah. They got over the fiscal cliff a long time ago. What do you think the deficit is? What do you think a growing deficit is? That's the fiscal. We passed the fiscal cliff a while ago. You believe one word out of Bernanke, that liar's mouth? He invented the term fiscal cliff. Oh, unless you guarantee that you tax everyone at 100% of their income, we're going to go over the fiscal cliff. That's the genius of Ben Bernanke. I have a little solution for you. Raise interest rates like 1 point. And see what that does for the economy. Raise interest rates by 1 point. See if it doesn't help. Have you ever seen anything like this? Artificially controlling interest rates where they're at 0%? Where you have to pay a bank to hold your money in some cases? It's unheard of. The whole system is rigged and fake. They're just bailing out their friends with your money. Don't call me on it. I will not talk about the fiscal cliff. It's so uninteresting. I just don't want to talk about it. So play clip two of the student who sued her parents to get a restraining order against parents in the student, too.
My mom has always been very overly involved, and I would have to get on Skype all the time and show them that I was in my dorm room, or, like, there were nights where I had to leave my Skype on all night, and my mom would watch me basically sleep.
All right, so the mom would watch her sleep in college to make sure she wasn't in the Clavin down the hall being abused by one of the deans. In plain English. They knew she was a little wacky. That's why she went into acting to begin with. Where else do you put a wacky daughter but into theater? You know, what is she going to study? Chemical engineering? So you have 60,000 a year hoping to God that she comes out of it in one piece. But you know she's a little, let's say, promiscuous. She's a druggie. So you're worried about her. So you put a camera in like she's 5 years old. That's called a good parent. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen to her. She's going to be taken advantage of, if she's especially in a theater department. That altogether is it's a house of ill repute, you know, a theater department. Look what they produce. Just take a look at what goes on in Hollywood. They still don't know what country they're living in. You got idiots like Oliver Stone writing revisionist history, running HBO, his history of the world. Every other segment is about how bad America is. Unbelievable to me how the man gets away with it. He's deranged. He's a deranged individual, but, you know, that's the place where the deranged do very well, is where Hatzenberg, Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Spielberg operate. It's a place where the deranged are welcome. If the more deranged you are and the more violence you can produce, you have an open invitation to meet Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spielberg. You have an open invitation. If you produce any movie that shows America the great, Hatzenberg, Ratzenberg, Matzenberg, and Spielberg want nothing to do with you. You can't even get through the front door. So whatever you want to talk about, I'll talk about if you wish. 855-407-2282. College student, stalking order, a dead job. No one cares. I don't even want to say the word Obama. I don't want to say Obama tonight. It's already the end of the year. My God. So what are you looking forward to the most in the upcoming new year? Boring. I wrote these out before. What do you fear the most in the upcoming new year? Bad. What was your favorite moment or story in 2012? Bad. No, I don't think I can talk about that. What has Obama done to restrict our freedoms? Name the five worst things that Obama has done in the first 4 years of his terror campaign against America. I wrote two books on it, if you think that I don't know what I'm talking about. Trickle Up Poverty and Trickle Down Tyranny more or less catalog the damage he's done to the country. But apparently about 50% of the morons can't read, won't read, don't want to know the truth. They don't have any idea what he's done. They have no idea the freedoms they've lost. They think anyone who criticizes them is an enemy of the state that should be deported. That not only should you not criticize him, but you have no right to criticize him publicly because he's above the law. They don't realize that we live in a free society. So There's two different attitudes to life in America today. One is of civilization and one is of barbaric behavior. But this is not the first time that a civilization has faced the challenge between civilization and barbarism. If you look at ancient Rome and those who studied it, and I'm not an expert in the field, but I've read enough about it, we all have in passing. We know that Rome had two different civilizations next to each other, or two different protagonists. One was a flourishing Christian empire, which was that of civilization, a flourishing Christian empire in ancient Rome. And then there were the Germanic tribes that had lived for centuries on Rome's frontiers. And then, of course, the barbarians broke through and invaded Rome and broke the empire in two. And a historian wrote this. He said, Roman civilization did not pass peacefully away. It was assassinated. Roman civilization did not pass peacefully away. It was assassinated. Many people believe that the radical leftists in America today are assassinating the civilization called America. The predominantly civil Christian civilization called America is being assassinated by the barbaric left in this country. And until the Christian majority in this country, and until the conservative majority in this country understands that they are civilization, and the radical left is represented by the Democrats, are the barbaric hordes out to destroy every element of this society, of this civilization even, they will be assassinated. The civilization will disappear. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care what you call them. They are massacring everything that is decent in this society. That's how I see it. How do you see it? Overly harsh, right on target, can't believe what you're hearing on AM radio, thought it would be an easy night. Well, it is an easy night when you listen to me, if I'm in the mood for it. I mean, I can tell you about my lunch today, which is horrible, which I'm not going to tell you about. I can talk with you about honey if you'd like to talk about that. I was just searching for a jar today and couldn't find it. I was in a farmer's market the other day, and there's a honey salesman from a farm out of Marshall, California. And I said, how long does honey last? He said, forever. I said, what are you talking about? He said, because I found a jar in the house. I was afraid that I could get poisoned if I ate it. I hadn't looked at it, touched it in 2 years. So he said to me, honey has been found in Egyptian tombs. I said, and? And he said, people ate it and they didn't get sick. I don't understand that. I mean, as a biologist by training, you would think that honey would be a perfect medium for bacteria, especially, you know, unpasteurized honey. But the honey nuts say no. See, most people don't understand talk radio is, on the one hand, the toughest business in the whole world. The hardest thing in the world to do right, and the easiest thing in the world to do wrong. It really is. No, it's like anything else. If you know how to do this, it's not that hard. All you got to do is work 15 hours a day to think about what you want to talk about, whether consciously or unconsciously. It doesn't matter if you're sleeping, eating, walking, bicycling, playing with your dog. As long as you're focused on the show that you're going to do later that day, you can do it well. As long as you know what you're doing. But if you're really not made for this, you can't do it well.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Good evening, I'm Dave Foulkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Hayward police say a bone fragment found in a well in Linden is not that of a missing girl, Michaela Garrett. The well has contained the remains of some of the victims of the Speed Freak killers. The fate of the Sacramento Kings remains up in the air. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson held a press conference this afternoon saying he will spearhead an effort to find a local buyer for the basketball team, among reports that the team may be sold to someone else who will move them to Seattle. Jimmy Kimmel Live has gotten a warm welcome on its first night in its new time slot. Kimmel went head-to-head Tuesday for the first time against Late Show with David Letterman and The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. According to Nielsen Fast National Ratings, Kimmel edged out Letterman and ran slightly behind Leno in total viewers. Taking a look at the traffic, it looks pretty good right now. Just a little slow over the Sunol grade, but things much better than it was earlier. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now, more than ever, Sean Hannity.
There's a lot of people that want to be talk radio hosts that don't want to work as many hours as I do. Trust me.
On the only conservative station in the Bay Area.
They think they could just show up at Showtime and come on the air and they could do a show. And that's all going to come flowing out of them. Let's go to the calls.
Oh, there's no calls? Oh.
Interesting.
Weekdays from noon till 3.
Well, what's the number? It's right there in front of you, you idiot.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company? Brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry leading 2-year warranty with free annual reinspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden, it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at carprousa.com.
Thank you, Dr. Car Pro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the Car Pro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, let's take the callers in line here. We got them from all across America on every topic. I don't know where to begin. Some are sad. It's really an open mic to mic, and some of the topics are pretty sad. I'm afraid to even take them. You know, I want to be a little positive if I can. I don't know which one to take. Okay, let's start with a call out of New York on WABC. Philip, what's on your mind tonight, Philip?
Dr. Savage, you've made my year. I am legally blind. My wife recently left last year. I have two teens. I'm an aspiring writer and comic, and I'm stuck in this state of depression. How do I get going? My uncle, my family's descendant from Ukraine.
Wow, yeah, but you've got real problems. First of all I can say is I admire you. You're a hero. You're sticking with the kids and the wife left, and you're legally blind?
Yeah, my kids are my life. I have one in college.
Philip, without prying on a national show, what's up with her? What'd she do? She ran off with who?
With no one. I think she, I had retinitis pigmentosa. I was diagnosed when I was 13. I'm 46. We've been together for 16 years. And 3 years ago, it got so bad I had to retire from my job that I had. And I think I just became a burden to her, and she couldn't cope with it any longer.
So she said, I'm leaving you and the children?
Well, my older one is from my first marriage. My second one, my six-year-old, is from our marriage. And she spends equal time with both of us.
Who's paying the bills?
I pay my own bills, and she actually pays me a little money per month towards health care insurance for my child.
I understand. But I, again, what did you do for a living before your eyes went?
I was in law enforcement.
It wasn't work-related?
No, unfortunately not. It's a degenerative retinal disease, and they...
Are you saying you have macular degeneration?
I'm sorry?
Did you say you're suffering from macular degeneration? Is that what you said?
It's similar. It's retinitis pigmentosa. It starts with the outside and works its way in.
I understand. Have you read any of the literature on natural healing and macular degeneration?
Yes, there's quite a bit.
Have you seen anything on the compounds in bilberry?
Quite a few. Many of the antioxidants are really good to take.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. No, at least you're looked into, because I, at one point in my life, was fascinated by this whole subject. I had a doctor who had doctor friend whose mother was 89, who had been slowly losing her eyesight with macular degeneration. And I discussed with him the powers of the antioxidants, and bilberry in particular, especially in the capsule version, not just eating blueberries. And her macular degeneration was reversed within a short period of time. Now, I'm not giving you medical advice. If you already know about it, you've obviously tried it and it didn't work.
Oh, sure. There's that and L-arginine. There's so many out there now that you get overwhelmed.
But wait, I didn't say L-arginine. I specifically said the bilberry, the extract of bilberry. Are you at all knowledgeable about that, Philip?
Oh, yes. I do take the bilberry extract with the...
Okay. All right. And I just want to go through that. That's something only if you were a friend, I would throw it out there. Okay, we rule it out. So, but you're saying personal advice, meaning how do you cope with such a situation? If I were your uncle, what would I advise you to do? You're an aspiring comedian and writer, correct?
Correct.
All right. You want me to tell you what I would do if you're capable of it?
Sure.
Because this is going right into the heart of the monster. This is grabbing the most horrendous part of your life and throwing yourself right into it and strangling it. You want to hear what I would do if I were a comedian, or aspiring comedian? I'd make jokes about my blindness.
Oh, I do. Believe me, if I don't laugh.
No, I mean, I'd write blind jokes, and I would get up on the stage and make the audience laugh at me. And then they'd be embarrassed for themselves. You could do a lot with that. You can manipulate an audience pretty good with that act.
No, most definitely. And believe me, I have most of that, most of my material comes from that. And the marriage and the, you know, struggles in life. You have to make comedy, otherwise you just laugh.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, you can take the Hannah Youngman material and update it, that kind of thing, about the wife. You know, take my wife, please, that kind of thing. But, you know, it's not funny with you, though, because you're not a healthy guy who can just walk away from it and say, screw it, I don't care. You're actually suffering because you have a disability, so it's a different situation.
But fortunately, I have a great pension and disability pension, so financially, I'm okay. It's just that I want to do something. You know, now it's like I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I'm 46, and I can go back to school. I was thinking about getting a master's in religion. I became a Christian last summer, and that pulled me through a lot of the gray areas.
So there's your answer. You told me the answer. Forget everything else. If you found salvation through religious studies, why look any further? You're a very lucky man. You're one of very, very few people who can still even look to religion for an answer.
Oh, definitely. It found me. He found me. And
you know, Philip, let me tell you something about my own life. If I really could find salvation in any religion, I would have found it a long time ago. I'm too cynical for it. I mean, I believe in God and the hereafter personally, but I can't get into the whole holy roller thing. I've been in churches, temples. I've tried it all, up and down, you name it. Buddhism. I haven't never become a Buddhist. I've read it all. I'm not touched by any of it. I realize the teachings are poetically truthful and spiritually informative, but the reality of it is I can't really feel it in that regard. And if you really feel that religion, then that's the only thing for you to follow.
I grew up, I was bar mitzvahed at 13, then my mother was Catholic, so I really didn't follow that. My father was Jewish. And then my, kids were raised Catholic and went through the First Communion and confirmations. And neither the temple nor the Catholic Church really hit a note with me. And last year, just something within a local Christian church and a pastor I met really pulled me out of the darkness. But I think it's more that I have that personal relationship with God, not necessarily going to church and...
So, what sect of religion is it that finally gripped you? When you say a pastor, what is that, evangelicalism?
Evangelical pastor. I met with him. Actually, it's funny. I listened to a radio station, and I called in for a referral, and they told me to look at some website, like findachurch.com. I couldn't believe it.
And well, that's the thing is, it's personal. In other words, don't worry what anyone says to you. If you found it, you found it. You know, all roads that lead to God are good roads, as far as I'm concerned.
See,
I once said this, and I got roundly slammed on radio 10 years ago, but I really believe it. I called it a spiritual wheel, and I said, God, think of God as the center, the hub of a wheel. And then think of the spokes on a wheel. And different religions are different spokes that lead to God.
Sure.
That's how I see it. And I was roundly condemned by people who say that I'm wrong, that there's only one way to God. And they were evangelicals who criticized me. I had Jerry Falwell on the show while he was still living. God bless him. He was a great man. But he absolutely disagreed with me. He said there's only one salvation, one way to God, and everyone else is condemned to hell, which I don't accept. I can't accept that that billions of people, some of whom must be pretty good, I would think of the billions of people who are not evangelicals, I would say, let's say tens of millions of them must be great people. You can't tell me they're all going to go to hell because they didn't follow, a specific way to get to God. So I don't care if you're a Native American who practice a Native American religious belief and chant in an ancient tongue, or a Hindustani. What does it matter if you're following a decent life and you know God? What does it matter what you follow?
No, I agree. Living the straight and narrow, not necessarily straight and narrow, but doing the best that I can. I find some...
Well, you see, you get me started on this. I could talk about this for the next hour, but I don't believe God wants us only on the straight and narrow. You see, man is a complex being. Man is not a two-dimensional, a cardboard cutout without passions and without emotions. And the fact is that you have to come to understand that your evil impulses that we all have, all of us are driven by evil impulses and good impulses. The evil impulses are the other side of the good impulses. And without the evil impulses, there are no good impulses. We'd be dead. As a spiritual man taught me many years ago, the evil impulses, the man who has the greatest evil impulses is the man who can do the greatest good on the earth, if he can channel them and grab a hold of them. You follow what I'm saying?
I do.
Listen to what I just said. It's very important for you and everyone else. The man who is plagued by great passions to do what he thinks are bad things has the greatest capacity to do the greatest good on earth, because that's a life force that, if channeled properly, can do great good. The man who has no passions can do very little on earth, because he doesn't have the energy or the passion to do anything good or anything bad. Now, I don't know if you, I think you helped me rather than I helped you tonight, Philip.
You're awesome, and I must confess, I love your Teddy stories. I have a little Bichon Enzo, who's my best friend. And
well, I'm going to send you a copy of Train Tracks, because there's a beautiful picture of Teddy and I in 2008, looking dejected, sitting on the edge of a couch. It's entitled "The Night We All Lost." It was a night that Obama won his first regime. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Are you tired of online dating? You're not alone. Online dating sites are all the same. You make a profile, and a computer matches you with a bunch of pictures.
Don't waste another year getting let down by online dating. You could have a real relationship with a real person that you can trust. Time to call Table for Six. They'll meet you in person and take the time to get to know you. You tell them what you're looking for, and they do the rest.
Table for Six will create the perfect environment for you to meet someone right for you. The whole process is confidential, low pressure, and perfect for busy people like you who don't have time to waste.
Table for Six specializes in introducing compatible single professionals in California. The personalized approach ensures that there is always someone and something for everyone. Explore a new approach to meeting someone special. Table for Six has been featured on the NBC Today Show, 60 Minutes, Business Week, and more. Call Table for Six today at 800-901-8181 or visit online at tableforsix.com. Join now and get an extra month free. That's 800-901-8181. 800-901-8181.
Well, the new year is here, and the fiscal cliff negotiations have brought us higher taxes and more government spending. The question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join financial advisor Pat Vitucci and me at a special financial seminar Wednesday, January 16th at the Golf Club at Brentwood, in Brentwood at 1 p.m. How does your financial game plan look now with Uncle Sam digging deeper in your pocket? We'll talk about it Wednesday, January 16th, 1 p.m. at the Golf Club at Brentwood, in Brentwood. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305, or online. Don'tinvestandforget.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License, number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
This year, make 2013 the new you year with Ovation Cell Therapy. Guaranteed to restore your hair's natural beauty, Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair dry, brittle, damaged hair caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling.
Ovation Cell Therapy can dramatically reduce breakage and help repair split ends, even helping to repair the damage caused from hair extensions. With Ovation Cell Therapy, your hair can be thicker, stronger, longer, and healthy again. Guaranteed.
My Ovation experience has been great. My hair was terribly damaged and overprocessed, but now my hair looks and feels healthier. I love you guys.
Join the hundreds of thousands of Ovation Nation customers who take the time to write their personal testimonials. If Ovation didn't help their hair look and feel thicker, stronger, and longer, why would they?
If you didn't get your gift of Ovation Cell Therapy for the holidays, hurry and log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a very special introductory discount. For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
Sean Hannity.
At some point, America's going to come calling for conservative answers because they are the only ones that will work.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560.
The of our civilization is really the theme of my show on a daily basis, if you think about it. Let me give you an example. I see a story, three cops wounded by shooting at New Jersey police station. The minute I read it, I knew what happened. I didn't read the rest of the story. I knew it. I knew that a prisoner overpowered a woman, a fake cop, that was hired due to affirmative action. She couldn't control her gun. He took the gun, and they got in a shootout. Two other officers were shot in addition to her. Then they had to kill the shooter. Now you say, well, you're unfair to the women cops. No, I'm not unfair. Everybody knows. Everyone looks the other way. We had a police chief in San Francisco for a while until about 2 years ago named Heather Fong who could not fire a weapon. She was a small woman. You know that she was afraid of guns. She was put there for reasons of... political reason, let's put it to you that way. I've heard stories of fire stations where they hire women who can't handle a hose, and the reason they hire them is because they're forced to by threats of lawsuits by so-called attorneys. They hire the women, put them into the fire department. The women in the midst of a fire can't pick up a hose. The strapping men have to do it. The women immediately run out for a hydration break and say that they can't. It's unbelievable to me. It turns out I was right. Three cops wounded by shooting at New Jersey police station, gunman dead. Inside the Gloucesters, the down, blah, blah, blah. One male's in surgery, blah, blah, blah. So they're taking the guy in. They take the cuffs off him for a booking, and he jumps on the woman, grabs her gun, and they get into a shootout. That's it. That's the story. What else do you need to know? And all you hear about is, oh, the police department's too this, it's too that, doesn't have enough this, doesn't have enough that. You know, why don't you put blind midgets in police uniforms? Maybe it'll make you feel better, but you won't be safer. But you'll give them a good job. Here's another story for you, not directly related. I don't know the individuals involved. Here's from the New York Post. NYPD recruits sworn in at a grad ceremony. They came from all corners of the globe to join their brothers in blue. The NYPD recruits sworn in at a grad ceremony were born in countries like Nigeria, South Korea, China, Albania, Pakistan, and Somalia. And I say to myself, so? Do they have any qualifications to be policemen? Or it's just that they were born in Nigeria, South Korea, China, Albania, Pakistan, and Somalia? Did I read that they did something in Nigeria, South Korea, China, Albania, Pakistan, and Somalia to have made them of note? To have given them some qualification to be a cop? Or it's just that Mayor Bloomberg likes to see that there are cops from Nigeria, South Korea, China, Albania, Pakistan, and Somalia. Let's hope that they can speak English to start with. That's the most important thing, is let's hope they can read the traffic signs in the English language, just to start the ball rolling. Nice. South Korea, China, Albania, Pakistan, Somalia, and they speak 59 languages. That should really make Mayor Bloomberg happy. The new class of cops was made up of, here we go, ready for this, 16% women. The racial breakdown is, here it comes, 53% white, 25% Hispanic, 12% black, and 9% Asian. Well, that's nice. That's very good. I'm sure that they're all very happy NYPD officers now. That's really good. I'm sure that their qualifications are not just that they're of a certain race or of a certain sex. I'm sure it's because they're competent with guns, they have sterling background records, and that they want to serve the public. I'm positive of that, especially since they work for Mayor Bloomberg. He would never hire anybody from South Korea, China, Albania, Pakistan, and Somalia with all of these languages, unless, of course, they were of sterling background and tremendously strong and capable of fending off a perp in a police station. They can't speak English, but they're of a certain race or religion, so they make them a cop and they give them a power, and they give them power, you hear? And you wonder why the world is falling apart. It's amazing. This is diversity at its worst. Let's go to WABC in New York City. JP, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to give you a quick call. I love the show, and I'm glad that I could relate to somebody on the radio. But I
thank you.
Relate to the NYPD comment about Bloomberg and the equality. I currently drive a truck for one of the major newspapers and in New York, and the job lines have been receding here, so I've recently applied to the New York Police Department for a possible career. Now, the physical demands for the new obstacle course
yeah.
are a joke.
How else can you hire women who can have the guns taken away from them in a police station by a perp unless you lower the standards, the physical standards?
That's a great question, Dr. Savage, because the one thing that I've always wanted to say was, regardless if I had a gun or not, if I'm on the streets as NYPD or even just as a plain civilian, I want to keep my defenses up, whether it's self-defense courses that I take on the side or whether it's keeping myself in top physical shape.
See, but JP, that's why you're not qualified under Bloomberg's new diversity mandates in the NYPD. You've told me five things that have disqualified you. One, you sound like an American. Two, you sound like you're a tough guy. Three, you sound like you really want the job. And four, you sound like you're qualified.
Well, as a tough guy, I like to also be soft with certain people, but I'm not. But the thing is,
Well, no, the new NYPD under Bloomberg is 16% women. 53% white, 25% Hispanic, 12% black, and 9% Asian. We have no idea if they're all citizens. We have no idea how proficient they may be in the English language. We have no idea about any of that. The important thing is that Bloomberg congratulates himself for having a diversity a photo opportunity.
Right. And that's funny you mentioned 9% Asian, because I am actually 100% Cantonese. I've never been able to pick up the language too easily, as I grew up in a very affluent area. But that was always the first thing that I was asked, and it seems to be coming up short in my file that I haven't been able to get onto the academy.
Just wait. But you know and I know that the diversity is the ruling factor in all of their hiring. Nothing else is on their mind. It's diversity. As an Asian male, you should have been selected immediately for the NYPD. What reason did they use to reject you?
Well, they haven't rejected me yet. My file is being upheld because I have a child abuse case from 20 years ago that's being held by Albany unless I hire an attorney.
Well, now you got to hire a lawyer and get rid of, you know, have it expunged. You know, that, because you know that will slow things up. But frankly, in a city with such a large Chinatown, I would think a Cantonese policeman would be a great plus. Have you ever tried Hakka cuisine? No, I'm joking. No, because because everything leads back to food for me. And all of the different Asian types of Chinese food is a particular hobby of mine. And it's not well known in New York City, the Hakka cuisine. It's well known in San Francisco. J.D., you're a great caller. I'm glad you found the Savage Nation. Let me send you a gift, my book, Train Tracks. I think you'll enjoy it. That was a nice call. Very, very nice. Well, I don't like the word nice, but that's to make sure the women aren't afraid of the show. By the way, you see Adam Lanza, the subhuman child killer? What did I tell you the day after it happened? What did I tell you? The day it happened, on this show, it called for police in every school, armed policemen and armed retired military, right? And then I said, I can guarantee you that kid was on drugs. It came out that he's been on medication since he was a child. I'm usually right. Incidentally, which is why I have survived for 18 years in radio. Let me explain something to you that you have to understand if you're a new listener, an old listener, never heard of me, don't know. I got to explain something about this business. If the talk show host is offensive to you, everyone's offensive to someone. Let's start with that. If you speak your mind, you're going to offend a certain percentage of the population in this country today, right? That's a given. So those of us who get into this business understand that going into it, that you're not going to please all of the people all of the time, and you have to live with it. Some are going to admire you, some are going to hate you, some are going to be confused by you, and eventually you'll find your own audience if you're good at it and they like you. But there's one determinant that will separate you out from those who can't make it and those who make it to the top, and that is whether you're right or wrong most of the time. I am right almost 99% of the time. I've almost never been wrong. Almost none of my analysis, never, have turned out to be wrong, whether it was the first Iraq War, the second Iraq War, the Afghanistan War. I've almost never been wrong. And that's why people keep listening to me. Sure, they like the dogs and the meatballs and the food stuff, and they like my voice. But at the end of the day, you think they'd waste their time if they didn't think they were getting something for their time? You have a lot of options, so I really appreciate it.
Savage.